Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest heaven. As we take the palm cross provided in our hands, we sing the hymn, All Glory, Lord, and Honor to Thee, Redeemer King. Welcome to our service on this Palm Sunday, which we begin with the introduction to the congregation of those newly appointed church officers elected at the past week's Easter General Vestry meeting. Could I ask the wardens and select vestry, the nominators and supplementalists, and the synod's person and supplementalist, if they would come forward, please, the rest of the congregation may be seated. church wardens. The responsibility you have in this coming year is to maintain order during divine worship and to provide worshippers with the requisites required for divine service. Stephen and David, will you loyally and faithfully strive to fulfill these obligations?
I will, the Lord be my help.
Among the duties of the select vestry is to maintain oversight and control of the financial affairs of the parish, and also to see that the parochial buildings are kept in a state of repair and cleanliness. Members of the select vestry, will you loyally and faithfully strive to fulfill these obligations? The duties of the parochial nominators, and if necessary, the supplementalists, is to represent the parish on a board of nomination that would be called to appoint a new rector if a vacancy arose inside the next 3 years. Nominators and supplementalists, will you loyally and faithfully strive to fulfill these obligations? The diocesan synod person, or if necessary, the supplementalist, represents the parish at any meeting of the diocesan synod. Synod's person and supplemental, will you loyally and faithfully strive to fulfill these obligations? Let us pray. Our Lord and Master, we remember how in the early church many were called to be fellow workers in Christ. Hear us now as we pray for those who have begun their terms of appointment as church wardens, glebe wardens, members of the select vestry, diocesan synod persons, and parochial nominators. Help them to know your will in all the affairs of the church, to be guided by you in their duties, and gladly to devote their individual talents to your service here, so that we may be a people united in serving you and witnessing to your name. Amen. And may God bless you in your work for him during the coming year. Thank you. Brothers and sisters in Christ, today begins the week of weeks. This is the week in which we follow our Savior Jesus Christ on the way of suffering to the cross and on the way of victory through the cross to the resurrection. Today we gather with the crowds on the road to Jerusalem to greet our Lord as he begins his journey, to sing his praise and to welcome him to his city. We rejoice with all our hearts and voices in the knowledge that if we do not speak out his praises, the stones themselves will sing. O Lord, open our lips.
Amen.
again with our palm crosses. God, our Savior, whose Son, Jesus Christ, entered Jerusalem as Messiah to suffer and to die, let these palms be for us signs of his victory, and grant that we who bear them in his name may ever hail him as our King and follow him in the way that leads to eternal life, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
A reading from the Gospel according to St. Luke, chapter 9, beginning at verse 28. After he had said this, he went on ahead, going up to Jerusalem. He had come near Bethphage and Bethany, at a place called the Mount of Olives. He sent two of the disciples, "Go into the village ahead of you, and as you enter it, you will find tied there a colt that has never been ridden. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone asks you why you're untying it, just say this, 'The Lord needs it.' Those who were sent departed and found it as he had told them. As they were untying the colt, its owners asked them, 'Why are you untying the colt?' They said, 'The Lord needs it.' They brought it to Jesus, and after throwing their cloaks on the colt, they set Jesus on it. He rode along. People kept spreading their cloaks on the road. As he was now approaching the path down from the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of the disciples began to praise God joyfully with a loud voice for all the deeds of power that they had seen. 'Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest heaven.' Some of the Pharisees in the crowd said to him, 'Teacher, order your disciples to stop.' He answered, 'I tell you, if these were silent, the stones would shout out.'"
While the congregation remained seated, the choir will sing the anthem of the Palm Sunday procession. charity, Jesus is coming. He is riding on a donkey. Open the ancient doors. Wave the branches. Spread out your coats. Peace in heaven. Almighty and everlasting God, who in your tender love towards the human race sent your Son, our Savior Jesus Christ, to take upon him our flesh and to suffer death upon the cross, grant that we may fulfill the example of his patience and humility, and also be made partakers of his resurrection through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
The epistle is written in the letter of St. Paul to the Philippians, chapter 2, beginning at verse 5. Let the same mind be in you that was Christ Jesus, though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God as something to be exploited, emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, being born in human likeness. And being found in human form, humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God also highly exalted and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus Christ, every knee should bend in heaven and on earth and under the earth. Every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. The gradual hymn, Children of Jerusalem, sing the praise of Jesus' name.
Joy to sing.
the gospel this morning is an interactive one. There are parts for you to say, as well as me, and where it indicates your position and says loudly, please speak loudly or more loudly as suggested. It will help the effectiveness of the reading. The Passion of our Lord Jesus according to St. Matthew.
Glory to you.
So after they had gathered, Pilate said to them, "Whom do you want me to release for you? Jesus, Barabbas, or Jesus who was called the Messiah?" For he realized that it was out of jealousy that they had handed him over. While he was sitting on the judgment seat, his wife sent word to him, "Have nothing to do with that innocent man, for today I have suffered a great deal because of a dream about him." Now the chief priests and the elders persuaded the crowds to ask for Barabbas and to have Jesus killed. The governor again said to them, "Which of the two do you want me to release for you?" And they said,
"Barabbas."
Pilate said to them, "Then what should I do with Jesus who is called the Messiah?" All of them said,
"Let him be crucified."
Then he asked, "Why? What evil has he done?" But they shouted all the more,
"Let him be crucified."
This is the Passion of the Lord. May the words of my mouth and the thoughts of each one of our hearts be now and always acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer.
Amen.
Over and over again in the long story of the Church, Christian people have acted the roles we encounter today, not just on Palm Sunday, but in the daily life of parishes, of dioceses, and of the worldwide church. There's perhaps little more exciting than a spectacular parade. Television spectaculars like the Oscars are something of a modern day equivalent. We watch excitedly as new stars are born and see them surrounded by the press and adoring followers. We love heroes. We love following their lives and marvel when they buy, for instance, substantial homes and jet around the world. But it is also true that we might revel in their destruction. Somehow it may make us feel better to know that the person who filled us with awe is, after all, just another fallible, flawed human being. Palm Sunday, in the drama of lessons and rituals, takes us from adulation to betrayal and desertion. We know that the very crowds who shout, "Hosanna," will yell, "Crucify him." One of Jesus' closest followers will betray him. Most of the disciples will desert when things get tough. The religious leaders, convinced that they are protecting Judaism from the upstart prophet, will plot with cynical Roman politicians to kill Jesus. When Jesus begins his journey into the holy city, he is soon surrounded by excited crowds. They have heard that the prophet heals.
feeds, raises from the dead. Perhaps he will solve all their problems. Perhaps he will throw the occupying Romans out and restore the Jewish kingdom. Is this man indeed the chosen one? Others have pronounced themselves to be the Messiah and have proven to be no such thing. Yet the hopes, aspirations, and demands of the people remain high. Maybe this time God will act. Jesus' followers were caught up in this excitement. All their fears about Jesus entering Jerusalem, his words about being killed there, are forgotten in the excitement of the reception. They must have felt very important, those disciples, as the crowds cheered. One tortured soul, Judas, perhaps hangs back a bit. We don't know his dark motives. Was he jealous? Had some truth Jesus said to him hurt him and driven him to revenge? In a few short days, the crowds will decide that there's nothing in anything Jesus says or does that is good for them. The disciples, or almost all of them, will separate themselves from Jesus and run for cover. Judas will betray the Lord. The religious leaders and politicians will handle the matter with speed, and a man will die. As the Holy Communion ends today, we can almost feel the dark pall of evil. There's no happy ending in the lessons. The roller coaster surge of the liturgy leaves us down and shaken. We may well ask ourselves which role we play in this human drama. Do we test God, Jesus, the Spirit, in terms of what is in it for me? The crowd did. Do we resent the way the faith accuses us and wish we could silence Jesus as Judas hoped? Do we run from Jesus and hide behind self-preservation? How ironic it is that the religious leaders and most of the disciples acted from self-interest. The chief priests convinced themselves that an unholy murder was justified to safeguard the institution. The disciples perhaps convinced themselves that if the work was to continue, they should protect themselves from arrest and punishment. Over and over again in the long story of the church, Christian people have acted the roles we encounter today, not just on Palm Sunday, but in the daily life of parishes, dioceses, and the worldwide church. And the question posed by that old African-American song, "Were you there when they crucified my Lord?" points not to St. John and the Marys, but to the rest of us. How often have we deserted our church when we haven't obtained the things we think we need? How often have we turned on church leaders or fellow Christians when they have, in fact, spoken the truth to us? How often have we put the institution before Jesus? How often have we just run away from when things got tough? These sins are alive and well and flourish today as they did then. This isn't an outdated story. This is life. For a moment, just a moment, it is good that the lessons today end with death, with no hope, with Jesus alone and dying. For in this holy week, which begins today, we have much dying to do, and dying hurts, and dying risks the end of everything. Yet, as a community of Christians here today, and as individuals, it is, as St. Paul tells us, in dying that we live. Let us then offer our selfishness, corporate and individual, in Jesus to God as we walk to the cross. Then, in the silence of Good Friday, we wait. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Respond to the ministry of God's word by affirming our faith. We say together, when tanks roll by and trumpets play, some people cheer and shout hooray, but Jesus chose another way, parading on a donkey. No sudden light, but King of Israel, the way he chose was well above all hawkish ways, and as a dove he rode upon a donkey. He had to show that he was brave, and that he only came to save. Less like a king, more like a slave, for he rode on a donkey. God offered love, not pomp or share, and people everywhere would go the way his kingdom had to grow. So Jesus rode on a donkey. Who cares about the tyrant's pride? Today, Palm Sunday is worldwide, and millions stand with us beside the King who rode on a donkey. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, on this day you entered into Jerusalem to fulfill your Father's will. Give us grace to enter into your will and purpose for our lives. Lord, in your mercy. Lord Jesus, on this day, you began a journey which would lead to pain and suffering. Give grace to those who are on difficult journeys in their own lives. Lord, in your mercy. Lord Jesus, on this day you received the welcome and acclamation of the crowds. Keep us pure in heart when we receive praise and encouragement. Lord, in your mercy. Lord Jesus, on this day you rode in humility on a donkey. Keep us from exalting ourselves and make us humble in everything we do. Lord, in your mercy. Lord Jesus, on this day the people sang praise with all their strength. Make our praises joyful, but always from the depth of our hearts. Lord, in your mercy. Lord Jesus, on this day, the cold jealousy of the Pharisees is exposed as they want the people to stop. Forgive us when the praise of others shows up our coldness of heart. Lord, in your mercy. Lord Jesus, on this day, you said the very stones might sing your praise. Give us such reverence for your creation that we may sing our praises in harmony with all that you have made. Lord, in your mercy.
Lord Jesus, on this day you wept for the peace of Jerusalem, your beloved city. We pray for the peace of that holy place and for peace in our own towns and cities. Lord, in your mercy. Lord Jesus, on this day, many did not recognize that they were being visited by the Son of God. Open our hearts and minds that we may recognize you in all your words, works, and ways. Lord, in your mercy. In offering our prayers this Palm Sunday, we commit ourselves to follow you on the way to the cross, in the knowledge that this way is none other than the way of life and peace. Lord Jesus, be our way. Lord Jesus, be our truth. Lord Jesus, be our life. Accept our prayers through Jesus Christ our Lord, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, in heaven and ever. Amen. Would you please stand? The peace of the Lord be always with you. Remember to show kindness and to share what you have with others, for such are the sacrifices of which God approves. The offertory hymn, Soul of My Savior, Sanctify My Breast.
Body of Christ.
Christ, our Passover, has been sacrificed for us. Let us pray. The Lord is here. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. Father, Lord of creation, we praise you for your goodness and your love. When we turned away, you did not reject us. You came to meet us in your Son, welcomed us as your children, and prepared a table where we might feast with him. In Christ, you shared our life that we might live in him and he in us. Lord Jesus Christ, our Redeemer, on the night before you died, you came to table with your friends. Taking bread, you gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to them, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me."
Lord Jesus, we bless you. You are the bread of life.
At the end of supper, you took the cup of wine, gave thanks, and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in remembrance of me."
Lord Jesus, we bless you. You are the true vine.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Holy Spirit, giver of life, come upon us now. May this bread and wine be to us the body and blood of our Savior Jesus Christ. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, blessed Trinity, with your whole church throughout the world, we offer you this sacrifice of thanks and praise, and lift our voice to join the songs of heaven, forever praising you and singing. Thanks be to you, our God, for your gift beyond words.
Amen. Amen.
Every time we eat this bread and drink this cup,
we proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.
Draw near with faith, receive the body of our Lord Jesus Christ, which he gave for you, and his blood, which he shed for you. Remember that he died for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving.
O Lord Jesus Christ, you humble yourself in taking the form of a servant and in obedience died on the cross for our salvation. Give us a mind to follow you and to claim you as the Lord and King. To the glory of God the Father. Amen.
May the Father, who loved the world, have his only Son bring you by faith to his eternal life. May Christ, who accepted the cup of sacrifice in obedience to the Father's will, keep you steadfast as you walk with him in the way of his cross. And may the Spirit, who strengthens us to suffer with Christ, that we may share his glory, set your minds on life and peace. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and remain with you always. First of all, thank everyone involved with this very meaningful and very inspiring beginning to this year's Holy Week observance. To our organist, Timothy Howe, to the interchurch choir between Anna Hilt and Mara Hamlet, and also our readers and everyone who is in any way joined in throughout the service, not just with the singing, but in that gospel reading, which came across very effectively. And I'm looking forward to hearing the recording of it afterwards. Thank you, one and all. And to Colin Hassard, who once again has produced a very professional standard of order of service. Our services throughout the week are as follows. Tomorrow Monday and on Wednesday evening we are in Mara Hamlet. On Tuesday, Monday, Thursday, and Good Friday we are here in Anna Hilt. And while I encourage you to come on those evenings which suit you best, I know at least some people have found that coming each night during the week is a very worthwhile and genuinely spiritual experience. The decoration of the church for Easter will take place this coming Saturday from 9:30. Your gifts of flowers, greenery, and other appropriate decorations will be very gratefully received, as will your assistance with the decoration. Our services on Easter Day, Legacurry Presbyterian are giving us the opportunity, in response to their visit with us at Christmas, of coming to their sunrise service. Now it is early, 6:45 a.m., but I suppose correspondingly we were asking them to come after midnight. But in any case, it's something much and all as I would have wished over a near lifetime in ministry, to go to an Easter sunrise service would have never had the opportunity. This is something Lega Cary have been doing for very many years, but this year they have invited us at 6:45 a.m. It will be in the grounds of Lega Cary Presbyterian Church and followed by breakfast in the church hall. And I do encourage people to grasp this opportunity and also to show support to the people of Lega Cary who did come with their minister in good numbers on Christmas Eve. There will, of course, be parish communion here in this church at 10 o'clock on Easter Day. The recessional hymn, Praise to the Holiest in the Height.